HarperCollins presents The Wednesday Morning Wild Swim by Jules Wake, read by Laura Bryden. For my Campney swimming buddies, Joe L, Celia, Joe P, Emma, Liz, Susanna, Fiona, Susie, and last but not least, the perennially cheerful Katie, who works on the front desk, all of whom brighten my mornings. Chapter 1. Etty pushed her way through an unexpected crowd of people milling about like lost but very curious sheep and stuttered to a halt. Damn and double damn. A police cordon on Welbeck Road at 10 in the morning. Okay, 10 past 10. Possibly quarter past. All right, 25 past. She was well and truly late. Her own fault. She shouldn't have pushed to do another two lengths during her regular swim in the pool. But Mr. I'm such a fantastic swimmer and don't I look great in my budgie smugglers had been showing off with his flashy freestyle in the lane next to her, and she'd been determined not to get out of the water before him. And then she'd had to do her hair and makeup, although feasibly she could blame that on her boss, Sally, who insisted that Etty looked the part even though she hated the bright red matte lipstick she had to wear. Triple damn. Her boss would not be happy about opening up this late. Not that you saw many customers in this part of London before midday. She was about to duck under the flimsy black and yellow tape that quite frankly wouldn't have stopped an ant in its tracks when a large uniformed policeman loomed in front of her. He, however, might well have stopped an elephant. She stared at the fluorescent yellow vest he wore for a moment before giving him a brilliant smile. "Hello, officer." He grinned back with a decided, "I know what you were up to," smirk.
"Morning."
Despite the grin, his bulk didn't move an inch. "Can I just get through? I work down there." Etty found charm got you a long way in lots of situations. She pointed, trying to peer over his bulk and failing miserably. "Do you play rugby?" she asked, examining what had to be prop-forward shoulders. Her granddad was a big rugby league fan. She'd been to a game or two in her time.
"It has been known," he said, blinking at her as if trying to remember why he was there and what he was supposed to be doing.
She beamed at him and went to step forward again.
"Not so fast, miss. I'm sorry, you can't come through."
"But I'm so late for work." The pitiful wail unfortunately had no effect, although his face sobered.
"Where do you work?"
"Something old. The vintage clothes shop, just down there. Oh, can't I just get through?" She pointed again. Suddenly there was an almighty bang. Etty's ears popped as the ground shook. Car alarms began to shriek and a few hundred metres away, brittle glass spat out of the windows, raining down on the ground. With a horrified shock, everyone stared down the road at the rising puffball cloud of dust as a column of flames licked the air, wreathed in acrid smoke. "That would be a no, then," said Etty, more to herself than anyone else, her heart pounding as pieces of information clicked into place, brick by brick, like Lego. If she'd been on time, she'd have already been in the shop, making her first coffee of the day in the back, checking her phone. She'd have ignored any knock on the door as she never opened up before her first shot of caffeine had hit the target. Opening times in her book were of the flexible variety, usually when she was ready. It wasn't as if buying second-hand clothes constituted any kind of emergency. Her knees went a little wobbly, and to her utter amazement, because she wasn't a swoony sort of girl, she found herself sinking to the floor. They always said, whoever they were, a question Etty asked herself frequently, that in times of near death, your life flashes before you. Well, they had it nailed. That was exactly what was happening to her as she sat on the cold pavement, her legs splayed out in front of her, the bright rose pattern of her skirt incongruous against the pitted and cracked paving.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?